Sin of Jealousy. Moses realized his own weakness and made God his counselor. Aaron esteemed himself more highly, and trusted less in God. He had failed in the matter of the idolatrous worship at Sinai. But Miriam and Aaron, blinded by jealousy and ambition, said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" Miriam found cause of complaint in events that God had especially overruled. The marriage of Moses had been displeasing to her. That he should choose a woman of another nation instead of taking a wife from among the Hebrews was an offense to her family and national pride. Zipporah was treated with ill-disguised contempt. Though called a Cushite woman, the wife of Moses was a Midianite and thus a descendant of Abraham. She differed from the Hebrews in being of a somewhat darker complexion. Though not an Israelite, Zipporah was a worshiper of the true God. She was of a timid, retiring disposition, and greatly distressed at the sight of suffering. For this reason Moses, on his way to Egypt, had consented to her return to Midian. When Zipporah rejoined her husband in the wilderness, she saw that his burdens were wearing away his strength, and she made known her fears to Jethro, who suggested measures for his relief. Here was the chief reason for Miriam's antipathy to Zipporah. She regarded the wife of Moses as the cause of the supposed neglect shown to herself and Aaron. Had Aaron stood firmly for the right, he might have checked the evil, but instead of showing Miriam the sinfulness of her conduct, he sympathized with her and thus came to share her jealousy. Their accusations were borne by Moses in uncomplaining silence. Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth, and this is why he was granted divine wisdom and guidance above all others. God had chosen Moses. Miriam and Aaron, by their murmurings, were guilty of disloyalty not only to their appointed leader, but to God Himself. And Jehovah came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam. Their claim to the prophetic gift was not denied. But to Moses a nearer communion had been granted. With him God spake mouth to mouth. "Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. In token of God's displeasure, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. Aaron was spared, but was severely rebuked in Miriam's punishment. Now, their pride humbled in the dust, Aaron confessed their sin and entreated that his sister might not be left to perish by that loathsome, deadly scourge. In answer to the prayers of Moses, the leprosy was cleansed. Miriam was, however, shut out of the camp for 7 days. The whole company abode in Hazeroth, awaiting her return. This manifestation of the Lord's displeasure was designed to check the growing spirit of discontent and insubordination. Envy is one of the most satanic traits that can exist in the human heart. It was envy that first caused discord in heaven, and its indulgence has wrought untold evil among men. The Bible teaches us to beware of lightly bringing accusation against those whom God has called to act as His ambassadors. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before 2 or 3 witnesses. He who has placed upon men the responsibility of leaders and teachers of his people will hold the people accountable for the manner in which they treat his servants. The judgment visited upon Miriam should be a rebuke to all who yield to jealousy and murmur against those upon whom God lays the burden of his work.